The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, this is going to be a unique hour. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's sought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delay.
Reactive Gunworks, that's the place where the stuff that you never find in stock is in stock. My next guest, I'm going to try to phrase this the best way I can. I did enough stuff when I was in the military to look at somebody, and I can recognize something that is unique based upon my experience, my limited experience when I was in the military. My next guest is a sergeant major retired. He had a distinguished career in spec ops for 20 years, retiring in 2011. I'm going to give you some of the things he's a master instructor in, because if I give you everything he's a master instructor in, you won't hear from him till the second segment. Some of the things that he teaches in and is recognized for his expertise in are things like extreme long range, designated marksman, advanced precision rifle marksmanship, combat marksmanship, live fire CQP, CQC, advanced pistol marksmanship, advanced carbine marksmanship, aerial gunnery, mechanical, ballistic, and explosive breaching, free fall instructor programs, infiltration, exfiltration techniques, ground mobility, unit pre-deployment training, research and development of soldier systems, weapons, ammunition, thermal, and night optics. Nowadays, he goes by the Sheriff of Baghdad. You can see him, but you can find him at sobtactical.com. You can see him. You can see him at Trigger Time TV. I am talking about John McPhee. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
That's really hard to introduce you. You've got quite the resume to try to blurt it out there. I'm sure that's not the first time you've ever heard that.
No.
I didn't think so. So I looking at the timeline, you must have gotten out of the Army 1 year after I left. You joined the Army in 1991.
Yep.
See, one thing that I notice about John is that he looks so young to have been a sergeant major, but he was a spec ops sergeant major during a time of combat. How long were you in before you made sergeant major?
Oh, man, 16 years.
How does it work in spec ops when you become an E9? Do you still get to be spec ops when you're an E9, or do you have to go a little more administrative?
It depends. I went and worked on the staff, but it all depends when you make it, where you make it. I mean, if you made it, if you just got to a team and you made E9, you could be the E9 on the team and not even be in charge. So it all depends.
One thing I watched some of your Trigger Time TV stuff, and one thing that I like about what you're doing, you and Pat McNamara, that both of you seem to have come, you know, since 2010, I guess, 2008, you're out there and you're coming out there. And a lot of this dogma that is part of the civilian training world, where I don't know where they picked it up. Some of it I've always wondered about. But you guys seem to be kicking down all of this dogma and explaining why you were doing it that way, but why you don't need to do it that way, and you can do it this way instead.
Yeah, there's a ton of myth in the shooting world, and honestly, I think it comes from a couple places. Like, I don't think anyone's got any bad intent, but I think there's a couple things that happens is most people that are trained in a firearm are trained from the fact that they were in a train-the-trainer type program, right? And look, and I tell guys all the time, train-the-trainer is grapevine information, and we all know how that works. You know, you tell someone something, it comes back, it's not the same. Train-the-trainer does not work. And most weapons programs, to include law enforcement, were started post-World War II, and they haven't changed. So a guy told a guy who told this guy who, you know, learned it a decade ago, and now he's a firearms instructor. And in no other sport, I mean, you know, take, you know, jiu-jitsu for, or MMA for example. If you were in jiu-jitsu, you know, in the shooting industry, you could go to a week-long course and call yourself an instructor. In jiu-jitsu, after a week, you would still be the new guy.
You'll be sore, too. You'd be very sore after the first week.
Yeah.
Are you being, I mean, do you get any pushback from that? Because I'll tell you one thing. I prefer the military. I've discovered this since I've been out of the military. I prefer the military pedigree that comes with somebody that has been in combat arms simply because most of the time, it's like you say, they can't explain to me why I'm doing this way or why I'm doing this that way. Whereas, and let me give the example, if I may. You were doing a video about a presentation of the AR, of the rifle, and you were starting from the low ready, and you started explaining. Now, most of you guys run around with your muzzle up in the air in the high ready because you've seen the SEALs do this, except the SEALs do this because they don't want to shoot a hole in their boat. And that's why their weapon is up at the high ready. You, on the other hand, on the ground at the low ready, you actually aren't going to sweep too much past your target when you're coming up. And you actually demonstrated how that worked out. And I mean, that's the way I was taught when I was in the military. I got out and I started taking civilian classes, and all of a sudden I'm running with my muzzle up in the air. I was like, what's this about? So.
Yeah, there's most guys will start to teach techniques, and they don't truly understand the why. I mean, look, even the guys that put their muzzles in the air, if they got into a helicopter, they'd have to put their gun muzzle down because you don't want to shoot up into the motor.
And
you have to go muzzle down. So guys don't really understand these techniques. They see them on the internet, and they go, man, we must do this. And they don't understand the why of any of it.
See, now, if they told you so you wouldn't shoot through the engine, that was a change because at Fort Campbell, they had us fly that way because they told us, we're going to put you in crash position. At Fort Campbell, they had Blackhawks, but the commanding general at the time at Campbell flew around in a Huey, and I was always like, I wonder why. Then I found out why. So anyway.
Yeah.
We call that crash position. So we're coming up on the first break. SOB Tactical, it's a school. You teach.
Yep, I teach. I teach all over the country. Most of my teachings are based off of video diagnostics. And my teachings are based off of three things. A modern sports coaching model. And nowhere in modern sports is yelling or degrading a student acceptable to make that guy good to a very high level. The next thing is neuroscience. I learned in combat long ago. I watched it, and I learned that there's some neuroscience to making a guy learn because all human beings are the same. There's different parts of the brain that does different stuff when it happens, and so there's a little bit of neuroscience involved in the last.
Let me get you to hold that. We're going into break. We're going to pick that up on the other side. My guest this hour, the Sheriff of Baghdad. We're going to find out about that too, John McPhee. This is Lock and Load.
education has to be boring, because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained. No more waiting for the build or availability. Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning text. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Coming to you live from the Frog Loops Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained. No more waiting for the build or availability. Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste. Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out, reactivegunworks.com, where stuff you would never see in stock anywhere is in stock. My guest this hour from Sheriff of Baghdad. Well, he is the Sheriff of Baghdad from SOB Tactical, from Trigger Time TV, and from all over the places he continues to proliferate is John McPhee. Now, John, how did you become the Sheriff of Baghdad?
Sheriff of Baghdad, a buddy of mine was the G3 Star Major retired from the 82nd Airborne, and he worked in the embassy in Baghdad. He worked 5 hours every 3 days as the crisis action manager. And while he was in the embassy in Baghdad during the war years, he made these T-shirts that had the embassy emblem on them, and on the back it said Sheriff, little letters of Baghdad, and underneath it said serving strategic policy, one citizen at a time. So he made a ton of these shirts, and he thought they would wear them at work, and none of the State Department guys thought it was funny. So he got stuck. Yeah, it's true, man. Like, you know what I mean? Those guys are much too serious. You know, old paratrooper, he thought it was hilarious.
Right.
So he had a ton of shirts, and, you know, I was the Star Major, and he worked for me at the time. He was a civilian, and he was like, hey, Star Major, what size shirt do you wear? I was like, double or triple X. And he was like, if I give you some shirts, would you wear them? I'm like, absolutely, you know, because I'd wear them during when I worked out or, you know, whatever. So he gave me a bunch of these shirts, and, you know, I played rugby for the Army. I practiced in them. Every pistol match, sniper match, you name it, I wore it. And I just wore them so much, so many times. I had so many. I still got them. I still wear them to this day.
You the Sheriff of Baghdad. Yeah, okay.
Sheriff of Baghdad. Yeah, always had a Sheriff of Baghdad shirt on.
That's cool. Let me ask you, I'll tell you something else that I have noticed lately, because when I was in the military, I was never a cardio athlete, okay?
Yeah.
I could pass the test, but I was not, you know, I couldn't run like a deer. There was a bunch of lieutenants there that could run like a deer, you know, do the 2 miles in 6 minutes. But because I wasn't that cardio inclined, I decided to, you know, to gain some strength, and I became a power lifter. And nowadays I look at the enlisted guys and some of the officers too, and some of these guys look like, there's more of them now looking like linebackers. Because back when in the 80s, when I was in the Cold War, of course, I was always overweight. I was always considered overweight. I would pass the calipers. I would pass the tape measure. But I was just, you know, I weighed 247, and my weight scale said I should weigh 183. So has there been a more of an emphasis in the military towards strength now?
Yeah, I think so. You know, when I joined the Army early 90s in Ranger Battalion, it was all about your 2 mile run time. And, you know, I wasn't one of those guys. But, you know, I could always road march. I could always carry more than my weight. You know, I was always in the gym. And I think the war years really proved that, you know, having a good 2 mile time is just a fraction of the equation. And being able to be strong, climb up over walls, pull yourself up. I think these were much more valuable skills. So I think these days, you know, across the board, the cardio is important, but, you know, the total package is way more important than, you know, your day or my day where, you know, the better 2 mile time, the bigger man you were.
Yeah. Just out of curiosity, now that you are a civilian and everything else, what's your carry gun?
I carry a bunch of different guns. I carry a 17, Glock 17 sometimes. I carry a 19 most of the time. But last year on my birthday, my wife, which is amazing, she bought a gun without me knowing from people that I know. So how But she got me a Glock 43, and I've been loving carrying that little thing. I put it appendix. I leave it. I may not touch it one time during the day. It doesn't bother me at all. So I've been loving this little G43.
You don't carry a 1911 ever?
I do carry a 1911 at times. I carry a bunch of different guns. It just depends on what I'm doing, what
right.
I want to carry.
Right. You know, well, I mean, the reason I ask is most of the military people I know also while they do carry other stuff, and I don't like the Glock 43 because, one, I think it's way overpriced for what it is, and two, my Smith & Wesson M&P Shield seems to do just fine. Every other gun I've got is a Glock, although I'm going to buy a 1911. I carried one for 7 years when I was in the military, although I'd love to find the one I had in Europe. That thing, I think it was made by Ithaca, and it rattled like a castanet. It probably had 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 rounds, and it probably saw time in World War II, for all I know. But, I mean, that thing would never gave me a lick of problems. Never.
Not one. Yeah. I'm a 1911 guy. I got a bunch in my safe. I love them. I still shoot them, but, you know, the smaller guns are just easier to carry, you know.
Coming up on the next break, when we get back, I want to break into where you're trying to take this. I mean, the type of student that sees you, can they come and see you? You're in Vietnam there in North Carolina. I presume the SOB Tactical has, you have some sort of localized thing. I want to see how people can get to you so they can get some of the sheriff of Baghdad, get some of that stuff. Because you're the second person I've spoken to that is you're in the age group you're in, and at the same time, as young as you are, your resume is impeccable, and the amount of knowledge that you can impart on people is very impressive. So that part I'm sort of excited about. Do you have colleagues that maybe come anywhere near what your qualifications are that you do in the military that are out there amongst the instructors that are out there?
You know, there's a bunch of guys with qualifications like mine out there these days, but not all of them choose the training path or as their career field.
Right. There for a while, I was under this spell of the rock stars, and then I started looking at the younger guys who were as good as the rock stars, and then I started looking at the guys that were actually military, and I took solace in talking to Vickers from time to time because he's sort of a salty character. And then there's you. And when I say Pat McNamara, do you want to strangle me, or is he okay with you?
Yeah, no comment.
I've never had him on the show. You've got one up on him there, Sheriff. We'll be right. Get right back. My guest is John McPhee, the sheriff of Baghdad. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds downrange in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Where the unstockable is in stock. Joining me again is the Sheriff of Baghdad, John McPhee. I promise you I will not mention that name again. I didn't know where you stood with him. Now I know.
Yeah, cool. No problem. Cool.
The other thing that I did not mention is that you, in the chat room, I've got a message there. John Shrek McPhee is a legend. You're also known as Shrek.
I am known as Shrek.
Now, can you sound a little bit like, Michael Myers with a Scottish accent or anything? Or is it just because you're... What are your... You seem like a... What do you weigh? About 240?
Yeah.
Well... I'm going to get down to your weight very shortly. I'm working on that. But you wear it well. Prototypical 21st century warrior as it is today. What kind of students need to come apply to train with you? Can a civilian who's never done any of this stuff, somebody like you, and I'm not telling you this to butter you up or anything, but I remember in the 70s when I was involved in the martial arts, how they said that the people that went to Bruce Lee, if they were not already seasoned in the martial arts, they couldn't really appreciate what he had to offer them. Can a civilian that just bought the first gun, can they come to you, and can the sheriff take care of them, or are you maybe a little higher up on the food chain for them to begin with?
No, man, absolutely they can come. I can take I do all levels of shooters. I just love shooting, and, you know, I think the Second Amendment at times, guys within it, you know, they really forget that everybody started somewhere. So, man, anyone can come to my class at any time. And I don't care what level of shooter you are, I'm going to make you better. From the highest level shooters, I've taken guys that get sick from master to grandmaster. And then, you know, guy, you know, I've had guys even bring their wives to the classes. I even do couples classes. So I don't care what level you are, bring it. I'll make you better.
What do you teach more along the lines of a tactical kind of curriculum, or do you get into the competition part of it, or just basic fundamentals? How's your class set up?
I teach basic fundamentals based off of video diagnostics. I will videotape you and break it down in 240 frames a second of what you're doing to the nearest 100th of a second. I will show you what's happening, and I will show you how to be better. And this applies to competition, to combat marksmanship. Now, I like to lean towards the combat marksmanship because what I know best, and I know what I teach works. The combat marksmanship works at night, in the dark, you know, when you can't see the weapon, no matter what, you need to take those shots. What I teach works there.
Just out of curiosity, because I've been out of the military training curriculum since 1990, and I was a training NCO that actually I had to train with them. And the technique that's out there now, has it evolved more to this squared up stance that everybody gets into with the shoulders squared up? Where I refer to it as the first person I ever saw do this was Costa, with the hand way out there on the guard, or is it a little more streamlined, a little narrower of a full on picture? Does it shift and sort of morph depending on the situation and the cover you're in?
Well, there's a couple things here. Depending on the weapon you're shooting, whether it's rifle or pistol, you know, and how you hold that weapon is how your body should be. Most guys call that your stance. And your stance, what I teach, is based off of human best practices over tens of thousands of videos. So that guy that's holding his arms straight out, that's barely holding onto the handguard, like, yeah, that guy could be wronger. There's a best practices for human beings. And with the rifle, you know, it's your arms bent at 90-degree angles, so you can negate the weight of the rifle with proper body mechanics, which is going to let you shoot better for longer. The pistol, you should be kind of square to the target because your arms are the same length. They're holding on to the same thing at the same place.
What are you doing with Troy? What are you doing at Trigger Time? Are you trying to give out little snippets to?
Yeah. Troy at Trigger Time. They asked me to come out and film some shows. So I did carbine last. I think the earlier half of this year I did some carbine stuff. The fall here I'm going to do a little bit of pistol. I'm going to do some varied stuff. We'll do some vehicle based stuff. I'm going to talk about the pie chart with pistols. So basically, Troy, man, and them guys just been great. They've been great to me. They're great dudes. So I told Troy for the next half of the year, whatever he thinks his show needs, that's what I'll teach. Because honestly, like, I've done it all. You know, for me to just go out there and talk about the same thing as other guys, is it really, there's no so what there. But there's stuff out there that, you know, his show might need that I can talk about because I have a ton of experience of it. So I'm trying to do the in-between stuff, the stuff that guys haven't maybe experienced for real but want to hear how it works for real.
But, I mean, but the difference between you and some of the guys, and not all of them to be sure because, you know, I think Fisher is a fairly decent instructor as well, and Lamb, and there's quite a few of them, but you – being a military instructor, right? Being able to, what you're saying is so legible that anybody can understand it just because of the way you put it. which, you know, that's just the way it was, you know, way it is done in the military. They're looking for a denominator that's sort of low so that everybody above that can assimilate with it really, really quick, which you do. And I would imagine that, you know, this may be your first season. I don't think it's going to be your last season there.
No, I'll tell you, I really enjoy working with Troy. I've enjoyed Trigger Time, and I'm hoping that, you know, I can expand their horizons in stuff that has only been taught in theory on the show. I can tell you for real how it worked for me.
We're coming up on the next break. When we get back, just because I film this way, I'm going to tell you the significance of what he's doing with his 240 frame per second high frame rate video that he's taking, just so, because we didn't really get into that, although that's a piece of genius there, young fellow. SOBtactical.com. I presume you can find the schedules and everything else there and figure out how to get with Shrek McPhee and get in there and get a little training with the Sheriff of Baghdad. He just crossed the border from me. He's just on the other side. So, I mean, after today, I'll be talking to him tomorrow or something, and I may have to go get re-indoctrinated. But listen, Shrek, I'm an old man now, okay?
I don't mind if you send me out on a rush or something,
but you may have to pick me up, okay? You do that for me?
Not only would I do that, but we'll go on a night hunt. We'll go kill some stuff with night vision, too.
I have trouble enough seeing during the day. Anyway, SOBtactical.com. That's where you can find the Sheriff of Baghdad and all of that it entails. And at Trigger Time TV as well. We got one more segment with him when he gets back. Troy told me I would enjoy this. I like talking with the military types. I do.
And
Shrek,
no,
McPhee, he'll be back. SOB Tactical Sheriff of Baghdad, this is Lock and Load.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
This is The Last Time on the Firing Line. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out where the unstoppable is in stock. ReactiveGunworks.com. My guest this hour is John Shrek McPhee, the sheriff of Baghdad, principal of SOB Tactical. You were talking about using 240 frames per second to film somebody. This is what, for those of you who don't know what he's talking about, this is referred to as high frame rate, and you can play this back at a quarter speed, and it's really nice, smooth, high resolution, slow motion, to where you can watch everything minutely. How long of a, what are you filming that with?
I use an iPhone 6S Plus.
They have 240 frames now?
Yeah, man, yeah. I can even do 4K.
I knew about the 4K. I did not know they had 240. How long can you film that for? For as long as you want to?
Yeah, literally for as long as I want to.
I may have to look into getting one of those. I did not know it would do that. Anyway, and then... What, you look at all of the major movements, the draw, the presentation, and you look at that, and that's where you start making minute manipulations to get them back in, into good compliance, better habits, better presentation. How would you put it?
Better best practices.
Okay.
Yeah, so what I do is most of my classes, the basic class starts out with, you draw, shoot two, reload, shoot another two. And, you know, that the whole video will be like maybe 5 seconds, 8 seconds long, tops. And then from that, I'll break it down, and I'll make generally between 2 and 5 minute video just on your stance and the silhouette of stance. I'll start at your feet. I'll work all the way up to your head, where your shoulders need to be, your head, your knees, all of it. And what I've come up with over tens of thousands of videos is just best practices for people and what makes them stand with the gun and be the most stable. The next thing I do is I'll do that with your grip. You know, a 2 to 5 minute video, I'll do presentation, same thing, and then I'll do the reload. And then once I'm done is I'll put those videos in a Dropbox and I'll email you a link, and then you can put them on your smartphone. You can put them on your computer. And most guys that come to my classes say if they watched them 1,000 times, it would be an understatement.
See, what this puts me in mind of is how much, you know, I'm really wanting to train with you right now. Since back in January of last year, I had open heart surgery. And I didn't realize it at the time, but where, you know, they split you down the middle of your chest and that cuts all kinds of nerve endings and everything goes back together. It's just never going to be the same, right?
Yeah.
So now the left side of my chest is numb. And I got Agency Arms, one of my sponsors, sent me some guns, and I went out there, and I was just going to, you know, like, shoot them and video them and review them. And I mean, I'm not even sure that my first rounds that I started shooting were hitting the earth. I mean, it was just that bad. And, I mean, I don't know if when I finally started hitting paper, I was low left, which I've read all about how low left and everything works, but... And I've been working through that and everything, but I've been having to do it on my own. And I am able to feel certain things, but I mean that without that left side sensation, it's been a little difficult. It's been a little upsetting, to be honest with you, because I wasn't like a bullseye grandmaster, but I could put everything in center mass. And, I like to shoot and have, you know, 5 or 6 pieces of brass up in the air at one time, because I figure if an assailant is coming my way, and I've got that going his way, he's probably ducking. So, I'm going to try to figure out something. I bet you could correct my issue really quick.
Yeah, no problem. One of the things I do, I started a Gunfighter University online, or gunfighteru.com.
Yes, I saw that.
And it's basically the same thing. So you could videotape yourself. The only difference in the class is, you videotape yourself. You email me your 5-second video, which you can email to me. Some guys do Google Drive. Some guys get it to me however they get it to me. But basically, you take the video yourself. You email it to me, and I'll do the same thing. You don't even have to be in front of me. And the level of detail you will see that I can give you back, even though I'm not there, is a mudslide of data. You would be amazed. And, so you don't even have to come to me. You could just send me a Gunfighter U, and I can tell you exactly what's going on. And generally, if you shoot low left, trigger jerk is not your problem. I see this all over the place, and trigger jerk is a myth. There's no such thing. And if I even hear a guy say that, I know that guy is very much rooted in the old style of training, because what I see on the video is it's not true.
But there is something happening right at that moment when I pull the trigger, because I got these nice high vis sights and everything, and I'm right dead on it. But you know what? We'll talk about this. I've been wanting to call this some sort of a project, and I've been thinking about maybe calling it Reclaiming the Center or something, just so I can shoot again and feel good about myself. It's horrible. It's horrible to have a nice Agency Arms Glock and just miss everything. It just kills you, man. Yeah. It just kills you. You also sell a line of slings, I noticed, that the 2-point sling is the way to go now, isn't it?
Yeah. Ask any guy who's had to carry a rifle 24/7, day in, day out, for years, and they'll all tell you the 2-point adjustable sling is the best. My sling is a 2-point adjustable, just like other ones on the market. The so what with mine is the adjusting mechanism is next to your firing hand. And, we have a patented quick to shoot technology. So all things being equal, most 2-point adjustable slings are quick to tighten. They tighten to your body real easy, right? And what I found in combat was, I don't need this tightening to my body easy. I need it to loosen to shoot.
Yeah.
If you have to, easy. So all things being equal, that's what mine does best.
See, I never understood the single point sling. They did not have those when I was in the military. And I've had some, and I've walked around with it, and it beats my knees. And my knees are bad already. What I used to do is I used to take that old 2-point sling that was on the M16. And I would put it around the narrow part of the buttstock near the pistol grip, and I'd put it around between the front sight and the and the A2 cage, and I'd have it upside down, and that's the way I carried mine. And, you know, we didn't.
Very common back then.
Well, it wasn't in Europe, let me tell you. In Europe, it was never like that in Europe. I was hanging out with the mech infantry guys, and when they saw me doing that, they were all sling arms, you know, and I was like, aren't we supposed to be, like, patrolling? So anyway, that's all beside the point. How often do your shows, we've got about a minute and 20 seconds left, how often do you come on Trigger Time TV, SOB Tactical, all of these other things? This is the way to get a hold of you. How often are you going to be on Trigger Time to where people can find you and see what you do?
Yep, I'm on Trigger Time TV. Every Friday night is a new episode, and then it's on twice throughout the week as we run. You can email me, SOB Tactical, email John at SOB Tactical. You can go to my website, SOB Tactical. You can see the schedule, get a hold of me. I'm really easy to get a hold of you, and, you know, we can go from there.
I do appreciate you taking the time, Sheriff. This has been enlightening for me. It's been a while since I got to talk to a military type, so.
No problem, man. Thanks for having me, man. I had a great time. Thank you.
I think Troy's going to do something with this, too. He told me to send him the audio and make sure you sound great, and he doesn't care what I sound like.
Troy's great people, man. You know, when he told me, he was like, hey, this guy, he, you know, does a radio show. He's going to call you. He's great people. When he tells me that, I know they're great people. So I'm like, yeah, just tell him to call me. I'm in, man.
Roger that. Thank you for joining me, Sheriff. I will be in touch.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir. That is it, folks. We will do this again in 21 hours. Between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.